Patrick. I'm Texas. Say howdy, y'all.
I'm Texas, too.
Howdy, y'all.
Get a dog, little Arnie. Get
howdy,
a dog.
Dog,
little Longie, get a dog.
No, best cut it out. The stars at night are dull and dim whenever they have to be over Dumbo, Stupid, Texas. Hey, Patrick, what am I now?
Stupid?
No, I'm Texas.
What's the difference?
All right, it is Dallas week, and it is officially time for the Philadelphia Eagles to nut up or shut up. And I guess the Steelers play a game this week or something, too. I'm your host, Fred Halbig. This is the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast. Jay, do the Steelers play this week?
I have to check my notes. I'm not real sure. I'll double check.
None of that matters, Jay.
Yeah, this week it's all about
none of that matters.
Cowboys, Eagles. Yeah.
It's Dallas week, baby.
I'll take a backseat to you this week. I get it.
Oh, huge game. Huge game, a lot going on, a lot going on the injury front, a couple of things with the Cowboys and the Eagles. So we got a little bit to talk about, but my good friend over there is also at work, so we might have to be a little quicker today.
Yeah, apologies, the life of a hospital worker. Yeah. People get sick, it fucks me in the end.
But don't act like you're a doctor or some shit, asshole.
I'm very close.
Yeah, okay. All right, so yes, we got a couple games this week, of course. Cowboys-Eagles, 425 on Fox, America's Game of the Week. And then the Steelers in New York for the Jets. Jay, why don't we start there? Why don't you give us what you got on that game and what you're thinking about it?
All right, yeah, we'll run through it real quick. 8-6 Steelers at the 5-9 Jets, Sunday at 1. Right now, Steelers are 3-point favorites. Couple injury notes. Connor, not on the injury report this week, which is surprising.
Yeah, we'll take first it. Time in a while.
Yeah, Vance McDonald was back full practice today from the concussion, so it looks like he will be active, which is good. It gives Duck another – or I'm sorry, Delvin another weapon. Juju was limited, so I'm leaning more towards he's not going to play this week.
Just sit him down, man, for the year.
I'm shocked they haven't IR'd him.
Something. I mean, what's going on with that?
It's weird, but yeah, other than that, they've all healthy besides Juju right now. That's it. So let's jump right into the game. This is a must-win for the Steelers.
Must-win. They have to win out, right?
Have to.
Yeah.
If they lose this game, then they need help.
Yeah.
Right now, they control the sixth seed. So you have to win out from here. Jets are eliminated, so they're not playing for anything. And this is, I mean, I guess you could say a little bit of a revenge game for Le'Veon.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it like that.
I guess. And I saw Tomlin talking a little shit about him earlier this week. Did you see that?
No.
They asked Tomlin what his relationship with Lev Bell is. He goes, I don't have one.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't. He's not his coach anymore. Why should he have a relationship with him? Yeah. He shouldn't have had a relationship to him last year either because he didn't show up. So.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Still. Yeah, I get it. So as far as this game goes, look, the Jets aren't a good team. They're mid to last on all offensive categories. Not a great offense. They let up 48 sacks and 97 quarterback hits on the year. That's a lot.
Yeah, their O-line stinks.
Yeah, and the Steelers are tied for first in sacks with 23. So I think they'll
be able
to get to
him. Should be a long day for Darnold.
Yeah, yeah. Darnold, hit or miss all year. He's a little over 2,500 yards passing, 17 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. But the big thing with him is he's taking a lot of hits.
Yeah.
So if this line could get to him, they're really going to.
He's looked good sometimes this year, and other times he's looked terrible. So he has the potential.
Yeah, that's a hit or miss all year.
They need to fire Gase and get a real coach in there.
Yes, I agree with you there. Also, with this offense, they've given the ball away 23 times. That's the 10th most in the league. Steelers are second in the league with takeaways, so
could potentially they should be able to get the ball.
Yeah, they got two last week against Buffalo, who was high up there, but we'll see. Their biggest weapon is Le'Veon. This is his first game against the Steelers since he left the team. The team is last in rushing yards per attempt with a 3.4 average, and Bell is below that average with a 3.3.
Damn.
So he's not having a good year, but again – this team stinks. Yeah. The offensive line is awful. He's a little over 1,000 yards from scrimmage this year with 4 touchdowns. But the big thing with him is he has not yet to fumble at all this year.
Okay.
And Steelers pride themselves on taking the ball away, so we'll see what they can do. Their other two big weapons on the outsides, Robbie Anderson and James Crowder, both over 700 yards on the year, 4 and 5 on touchdowns for each of them. Two really good receivers.
Yeah,
Robbie
not bad.
Robbie Anderson's a good receiver.
Yeah, he's a deep threat.
On another team, he could be a star.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but he's a deep threat. He can get over the top, give you guys trouble in that area. And Crowder's a good slot guy.
Yeah, I agree. But where the Jets are real tough is on defense, mainly with their run defense. They have a really stout run defense. They're second in the league with yards allowed per game with 88.8.
Wow.
So they're
I did not know that.
Real, yeah, I was doing my research on this. I was surprised by that too. But after the run defense, not real good. 16 takeaways on the year. But the thing that's worrying me is the Steelers have now turned the ball over 26 times, which is 6th worst in the league.
Yeah.
5 last week, not great. They're passing the middle of the road, pack. Not real good.
Is Jamal Adams out for the year? I don't know if I thought I saw that, but I've been wrong with injuries the entire year. So
yeah, I don't think so. Cause when I was doing my stuff today, I didn't see him on any injury report. I could have missed it.
I saw some last week that he was hurt, but who knows? I'm wrong every single time I say something like that.
Yeah. 39 sacks for them on the year. Jordan Jenkins has 7. Jamal Adams has 6.5. So those that are tough.
Wow, their safety has the second most sacks on them.
That's crazy to me, isn't it? Like, yeah. And then the next one is like 4 linebackers. So actually, no, it's 3. Stephen McClendon, who is their big run
guy. Yeah.
He used to play for the Steelers. Stopper. He's a really good run stopper. So my thoughts on the game, man, really from the Steelers side, is you really don't want to put the game in Delvin's hands again.
Yeah.
Like last
limit week. Turnovers.
Yeah.
And be a manager.
Exactly. They have a really good run defense, which I would assume the Steelers are going to end up running the ball 50 times.
Probably.
In this game.
They're going to run Wildcat the entire game.
They're doing stuff backwards, which I don't get. But you have to pick your spots with them. You have to let them throw a little bit because they are weak in the passing game.
Yeah.
Pass defense. Don't throw the ball 40 times.
No.
You just don't want to do that. The O-line needs to play better. Let them get hit way too much last week. But you got to get Connor going. Mix in the other backs. McDonald should be back this week, so I would like to see the middle of the field get open a little bit. And I saw some All-22 where – Delvin was trying to force the ball deep and on the sidelines.
Yeah.
There was a couple of times where you had Deontay Johnson coming across on some cross.
That's what I thought too, watching his
wide
game.
Open.
He seems like he either chucks it down the sideline or like nothing. He barely throws it in the middle of the field.
Yeah. Yeah. And you need to use Johnson, like I'm not saying he's like him, but AB early.
Yeah.
When he was going across the middle on some crossers, some low underneath stuff, and then taking it for 30 yards. Get him in space like that. As far as the defense goes, they're going to do what they need to do. The offense just has to give them a little bit of support to keep them in the game.
Yeah.
That's all. So,
all right, so other than how fast of a pull on Delvin if he throws a couple interceptions? What do you do?
I'd say you give him – if he's looking awful in that first quarter – look, they gave Mason till halftime.
Yeah, and then they yanked him.
After that Cleveland game. But Mason also just wasn't able to do anything. I don't think you're going to see that with Delvin. I think he's going to be able to complete some passes, move the ball a little bit. It's just like you just said, it's the interceptions that are a concern. But also with his style of play, and I said this from the start, you're going to have that. He's going to throw interceptions.
Yeah, but you can't win games like that.
No, you can't. You can't. But I would give him a longer leash than you give Mason because Mason's not going to be able to move the ball for
him. Yeah.
He's not going to get you downfield on a long field to score touchdowns. That's just not the type of player he is right now. Maybe he could develop into that, but right now that's not what he does. So I would say he would have to really crash and burn in the first half.
Yeah.
I'm talking 3 interceptions, 4 interceptions, and not doing anything offensive.
I was going to say, if you see the Steelers really only score like 3 to 7 points and he's throwing a pick or two, I can see him being – and they're down. If they're down at halftime, I could see him being pulled.
Yeah, he puts the defense on a short field or something like that. Because I honestly don't see this Jets offense going 70 yards on 9 plays.
Yeah, I don't really see this being an offensive game at all. I kind of feel like it's going to be another real low scoring.
And I think, honestly, the Bills, to me, are a better team than the Jets.
Oh, yeah, they're way better.
Shows that.
No shit, they're the fifth seed right now.
their defense is 10 times better. But offensively, I still think the Bills' offense is better than the Jets' offense. Even with Levy on there. With Darnold, who could be decent at times.
Yeah, I'd say, not much better, but, I mean, they're playing good ball right now, so.
Yeah, with this game, I still think it's a low-scoring game. I said, what did I say last week, 13-10 Steelers?
Something like that.
And they ended up losing that. I wouldn't be shocked if it's something like the Jets game, but I still think the Steelers will pull this out. So I'll say 17-10 Steelers.
17-10 Steelers.
Yeah.
This game 100% falls on the quarterbacks. Which quarterback can make fewer mistakes?
Yeah.
And I think Darnold's a better quarterback, but I think the Steelers have a better defense and they'll cause a few more mistakes. And the Steelers will get enough field goals to pull this one out. I could see, 16-12 Steelers. Okay. I think they can pull this one off. I would not be surprised if they did lose, though.
I'll tell you right now, dude, this game here, and I said this before, I think this is one of those games where it could be a trip up.
And it's just because of Hodges. That's it. I mean, obviously, I think the Steelers' defense is way better. I don't know. We just got to see some more out of the quarterback.
I don't want to jump into it too much, but I think it's offense too. Not even Hodges. I think the offensive play calling has been really bad.
Yeah.
And the fact that you had him throwing the ball 40 times last week.
Yeah, can't do that.
When you had the Bills, who are an awful run defense team.
Yeah, but their pass defense is legit.
Yeah, but you had him throwing it 40 times.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
So I still put that on the coaches. He didn't play well. I think he plays better this week.
Yeah, they need to protect him better.
Yeah, definitely. So,
all right. So we both got the Steelers pulling that one off.
Yeah. Let's jump into the fun part of this week now, which this should be the primetime game, but it's whatever.
Can you feel it, Jay? Can you feel what's about to happen on this field?
I'm so excited about this game.
Oh. And the Eagles are going to lose by 30.
Crazy.
No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be a tough one. All right, before I get into it, injury notes. I know Lane Johnson, Nelson Aguilar, and Derek Barnett were all out for practice today. It was only a walkthrough. I know there's some hope possibly that Lane Johnson can go. He's working on a high ankle sprain, and, I mean, he's a tough bastard if he can do it because those are not easy to play through. Nelson Aguilar, I could care less.
Multi-week injury.
Yeah, multi-week injury. Yeah. But he had one last year. He played through it. So, I mean, he's a tough dude. There's a chance he could possibly go this week. It just depends on how that ankle reacts to the treatment the rest of this week. Nelson Aguilar, who cares? On to the next. And Derek Barnett. I mean, I don't know how much of an impact he has. If not, it's always good to have some pass rushers, and he was a first-round pick. So if he could play, that's a bonus. I know Doug said that he expected him to get some work in practice this week, so I could see him going. Now on the Dallas side of the ball, big injury news came out today that Dak Prescott was limited in practice, wasn't able to throw a football. Supposedly he sustained a shoulder injury in the first half against the who they played last week. I don't know. Against the Rams last week. So he's not throwing the ball, and that's big.
Mm.
And I know his name's like Dr. David Chow, I think, or something.
Oh, yeah, NFL Doc on Twitter
was saying from what he saw and what he thinks it could possibly be. I mean, he's pretty reputable. He's been pretty spot on with some stuff. He thinks it could be tough. I mean, he thinks Dak will play, but it could limit him a good bit going into the game. So that's big news. Because Dak has played pretty well against Philly in his career so far. So not that I want it to be a cheap victory if they would win. I know that maybe Dallas is just putting that out there so they got excuses for when the Eagles kick their ass. But, that's big. That's a big effect on this game. So
mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens what's going on there the rest of the week. I fully expect Dak to play. I expect him to be fine. This is for all the marbles here. This is for the NFC East spot in the playoffs. But to get into the game, let's start with the Eagles defense, what I think they have to do. They have to stop Zeke, period. Every time they have played the Cowboys and Zeke, they've never beat the Cowboys when Zeke and Dak have both played together. So, and every time they play, I'm pretty sure he averages like 120 yards against the Eagles. He eats them up. Number one thing, I think you gotta stop Zeke on offense. Force Dak into beating you. If you're gonna lose, that's how you gotta go down. I mean, I know Dak's had a really good year throwing the ball. He's number one or two in the NFL in passing yards. He hasn't thrown a whole lot of touchdowns, but you know, I still think he's prone to some mistakes. If you can get to him, if his shoulder's banged up, make him throw the ball. Stop Dak. And then I think they'll have a chance to win. Amari Cooper, double that dude. I'm sick of seeing the Eagles go out there and run these stupid-ass defensive schemes that allows their best receiver to be one-on-one with one of our sorry-ass corners. Double them all day. Do something. Make them throw to Gallup. Make them throw to Witten, Cobb, whoever else. I don't even know if you know who else they have out there. But you can't let Cooper beat you. Period. And he's done that the past two games.
Yeah, you got to cut down those mental mistakes in that secondary.
Dude, it kills them. They're good for at least one touchdown a week by some stupid mental mistake.
Blown coverage, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They need the defensive line to step up big. They were non-existent last week. You know, Fletcher Cox, he has to have a big game. These defensive ends, Brandon Graham, they need to have a big game. They need to get pressure on Dak. They can't just let him sit back there and find the open man, or it's going to be an extremely long day. So this defensive line needs to step up. They're paid a lot of money. Show us you're worth it. Go out there and win this football game. So, all right, I'll move on to offense then. This game's all about Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson. I believe this is the biggest game of Carson's career. Wow. It's December football now in a game that means something. He hasn't been here since a game that in his entire career. I'm pretty sure that game where he tore his ACL in 2017 was against the Rams. That was in November still, the end of November. Yeah, so
it's a playoff.
Yeah, this is a playoff game exactly for Wentz. So this game's on him. He needs to continue what he's been doing the past couple weeks. Take what the defense has given him. Just be himself. Go out there. Find the open guy. Don't be afraid to take a shot. I want to see a lot of Miles Sanders this game. Okay. Jordan Howard, I forgot to mention him in the injuries. They said nothing's really changed on his front. So there's probably a good chance he doesn't play this week. And even if he did, it should still be Miles Sanders' show. We talked about how impressive he was last week against Washington and what he brought to this team. I want to see him doing everything again. Give him 15 to 20 rushes. Give him 10 targets, you know what I mean, in the passing game. Get him matched up on a linebacker. The Cowboys will be without Leighton Vander Esch for another game.
That's a big hole for
him. He's been out for like five games now with a neck injury. So if you can get him isolated, I know they got Jalen Smith and they still got Sean Lee. Those dudes are good athletic linebackers, but I'd take Miles Sanders over them. And then I think the offense needs to do a good job of controlling the clock, sustaining some long drives, and scoring touchdowns. They can't be settling for field goals much this game. I know I feel like everything I'm saying is real basic, but
that's what it is.
They can't get into a shootout with the Cowboys. They don't have the firepower to do that. So you got to sustain drives. You got to finish them off in touchdowns. You can't keep giving the ball back to Dallas. If you can do those things, I think the Eagles will have a chance to win. Because let's be honest here. The Cowboys right now, skill position wise and health wise, period, they're more talented than the Eagles.
Yeah. Offensively, you with the weapons, you guys don't match up.
Yeah. I mean, we're gonna be rolling out Greg Ward J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and that other that rookie guy that we called up from the practice squad last week again, more than likely. I mean, we do have better tight ends. Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, they had big games last week. I think you'll see more of that again this week. Get them involved in the passing game. Give me that Boston Scott change of pace back, kind of like that Darren Sproles role. He had a couple big plays last week out of the backfield. I'd like to see more of that. And, you know, like I said, it's also a big game for Doug. Excuse me. Doug is a better head coach than Jason Garrett. And he needs to prove it this week. You know
what I mean? That's amazing to hear you say that.
Why?
Because of some of the earlier podcasts.
Oh, I know. But just overall, Doug is – would you not agree that Doug is a better head coach than Jason Garrett?
Oh, I agree. And I don't think Doug's doing a
– He hasn't had a great year.
Hated him this whole year.
Because he hasn't had a great year.
And I also think he hasn't had much help this year either.
No. But I think a lot of the stuff he's done, he hasn't helped himself either. So, yeah. But just overall, I believe Doug is a better head coach than Jason Garrett. And he needs to prove that this week. He needs to come up with a game plan that's going to put his players in the best position to make plays and to win this game. I mean, because let's face it, minus the Cowboys going on some crazy run, Jason Garrett's going to be fired after this year.
I don't know, man.
It's going to happen. I mean, like I said, unless they win the Super Bowl, I don't think there's any way he's back. And if they lose this game, he might be fired before the end of the year.
That's true.
Doug's got to prove it this week. Wentz got to put the team on his back. I'm still really nervous about this game. It's like I said, the Cowboys are more talented. Oh, but it's in Philadelphia. I know the crowd's going to be going wild. They're going to be going crazy. It's a 425 game. They're going to be drinking all morning. I wish I could be there. Bro, I'm going to do it one more time this year, baby. I'm going to do it. I'm gonna take the Eagles, baby, and they are going to win the NFC East. They're going to beat the Cowboys and put them out of their misery. They are going to win this game 23-17. Game over for the Cowboys. And that's it, dude. I'm feeling it.
I like it.
I'm all in on them now. I'm probably going to be crying on the podcast Sunday night. But as of right now, I'm all in. Let's get it. Go Birds.
Yeah, I agree. I like it. I like your pick. Close to the same score. I think Carson Wentz has been the best quarterback in the fourth quarter.
The past few weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll give you that. I think he can do a late drive and put you guys over the top. I like that score, 23-17.
Dude, I'd be lying if I said I was confident about that.
Dude, you should be nervous. You should be.
The only thing is, 7-7 I mean, playing the Cowboys blew out the Rams last week. They're feeling good. I wouldn't take too much of that. I know Jared Goff sucked last week. He was terrible.
They have been so up and down. I wouldn't.
Yeah, but they're feeling good. Like I said, they looked good last week.
Hey, you guys just beat the Giants and the Redskins. You should feel
good. You're goddamn right. Hey, any given Sunday, man. I think the Eagles are going to pull it off. You know what? And then they'll probably lose to the Giants in week 17 and lose the division. Knowing them, that would be so Philadelphia this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But fuck them. Fuck the Cowboys. They suck. Dallas sucks. We're going to send them home, baby. I'm feeling it. Let's get it. That's it. We'll end on that. Okay. Yeah. We'll wrap this one up quick so that Jay does not get fired after we went for like 45 minutes on the last one.
Oh, that was a fun conversation going back to work after that.
All right. We're good. So we're good. We got some good games this week. Hopefully a couple wins for both our squads. Hopefully we can get into the playoffs so we can keep this podcast going and not have to get into draft stuff just yet. I'd like a little bit of January football, even if it's one
little
game.
Bit of some meaningful podcast in January.
Yes.
Please.
All right, Jay, tell them where they can find us.
All right. Yeah. Check us out on Twitter at @birds_bird. Get us on a Facebook page, Birds and the Bird Podcast. Please find us on all podcasting sites, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Please leave a like, review, comment on there, subscribe, and yeah, that's it.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you didn't check out last week's pod, check it out. It was a good one. And then, yeah, thanks a lot for listening. Everybody enjoy the games this weekend. That was the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast, and we'll catch you next week.